Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, these are questions that have been submitted over the last couple of hours on Facebook and Twitter and also on the text line. And Seltzer has rounded up what he considers the best of the best. He'll fire them away at us. A lot of times we have a lot of non-sports questions. I don't know today what balance Seltzer has, but let's hear what they are. Let's roll.
Yeah, we're talking about the Super Bowl champion Eagles
all day, every day for a while.
Some great, great questions. Thank you to everyone who tweeted and Facebooked and hit on the text line. Let's start out with DeadEyeOrg on Twitter. Perfect question for today. I love my city. I love my teams. I love you guys in this radio station. That was all caps. I'm so proud of my city. I'll be at the Art Museum tomorrow for the parade. And since everything is perfect in Philly, I have one question. How's your day?
My day is tremendous. I was wondering if a question was ever coming there. But no, my day is glorious. My week is glorious. All is good in my heart.
It does feel like the world's a better place. You know, it's you can sort of reflect and there's a, I don't know, a serenity about this whole deal. Like a blanket of serenity has been laid upon me. So that's how my day is.
Yep. It's a great way to say it. I'm with you guys. I just can't stop smiling. No
matter what. Has been laid upon me?
Yeah, laid.
I hate that one.
Yeah, not great.
I don't know those rules. That's the one. I hate that.
But it doesn't matter because it's a perfect day.
Yeah.
Philip Vital on Twitter asked to go inside the emotion, guys. How did you feel after that sack fumble by Brandon Graham in the Super Bowl?
That it was almost over. I knew, you could just see on the clock and you could see with the Patriots timeouts that it wasn't over, but that the Eagles were getting really, really, really close. That's how I felt. I guess I would describe it like this. It was kind of like when the Phillies got the Rays out in the eighth inning of Game 5 of the World Series, and you knew, okay, three more outs. That's all it's going to take. That would be the best way I could equate the Brandon Graham sack. It's getting really, 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 really close.
I honestly, Jimmy, I felt like, where's Jimmy? Because remember,
I was on the floor at that point. Yeah, you were in the back room.
Yeah, I was in the back room watching this thing with my kids, and I was screaming, jumping up and down, ran out the door, ran up and down the hallway, and I was looking for James Seltzer. I really was. Like, what? He was just here. I wanted to jump up and down and grab someone. I was afraid I was a little bit too fired up to be doing that with my 7-year-old. And she was afraid. I mean, I told you, she hadn't seen me like that. I was in quite a state.
Sure.
But I did not feel like it was done yet. I felt like, this sets us up great. When Jake Elliott kicked the field goal, the 46-yarder, to make it an 8-point game, that's when I knew this team has done everything humanly possible to prevent what Brady does best, which is rally his team to drive down the field and score enough points to just barely win this Super Bowl thing. That's when I knew. First the fumble, but then the combined with the field goal, that's when everything was complete.
And then one little other quick thing. When the Patriots ran that ridiculous reverse kickoff return, and then you knew there wasn't a ton of time and they were buried inside their 10, it's like, well, all right. All right, let's roll.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was in the air in someone's arms at that moment on the floor at the Fillmore. Amazing time there. Shout out to the Fillmore.
Yeah.
All right, great question. This is an important question because I think there's going to be a pretty amazing number. Robert McClaffery asks on Facebook, what is the over for beer drank during the parade tomorrow?
Is that per person or sheer quantity?
Oh, my
God. The deal with Bud Light's pretty awesome.
We're going to get updates on that coming up in just a little bit. We're going to actually have a Bud Light representative on the show to give us a whole update on how that works.
So Lane Johnson thing?
Yes, nice. The free beer.
Lane Johnson said he'd buy everyone a beer right? If they won the Super Bowl, Bud Light came in and said, "All right, we got your back, Lane."
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's going to certainly top things off. But I'm saying per capita, so per person, beers drunk for the parade, being that it starts at 11.
Yeah,
it'll probably go till the wee hours.
I know in 2008, my wife and I brought a backpack full of beers down to Citizens Bank Park to wait in the parking lot. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of people doing similar.
Absolutely.
I'm saying like minimum 12-er per 12, per male.
12 yes. per.
Right?
I mean,
per adult male, a 12-er. For the ladies, maybe a 6-er, right?
I think that's fair.
Just a guess.
It's going to be a ton. I mean, I would also think, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but I mean, I'm sure some bars will sell out. I mean, how could you not? I mean, if millions of people are in the area,
well, yeah.
Well, people are going to be bar hopping, right? You figure people, you watch a parade somewhere, you go hit some bars along the way, go to the next one, hit some bars, go to the next one.
I just hope everyone's careful. Like, it's jubilant. Yes. We're going to have to, be cautious despite our frivolity.
I like when Mayor Nutter in 08 said after the Phillies won and before the parade, it was something, I don't have the exact quote, but it was something like, "You may have a great time. We want you to have a great time. You may not act like a jackass. If you act like a jackass, we will arrest you." And I'm like, all right, Mayor Nutter, way to go. That's a good message.
Don't be a jackass is a pretty good message, I think, across the board. All right, fun question here from at Philly Boylan TN on Twitter. I think we know the answer to the second part of this question. AMA, how salty are those WEEI cockroaches, and is there any chance they reach out to eat some crow?
Well, probably not on part two, and how salty, probably very.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
No chance that they reach out.
I would not want to speak to them. I'm being straight up honest. I would not have any desire to speak to them.
Well, it's frustrating to speak to someone and not be able to talk at all.
Right.
So, yeah, we wouldn't even be speaking to them. We would be listening to them.
Well, the beauty, now we could just say, anytime they start talking, just go, Nick Foles! Yeah. Nick Foles!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, fun question about the game here from at DocDrew59 on Twitter. Who was your favorite player, not Nick Foles, in the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl, so not counting Carson?
Yeah, specifically like the Super Bowl.
Corey Clement was mine.
And you're talking about favorite Eagle, like not based on the performance in the game, but who?
I think performance
well, based
in
on the performance.
Like,
well,
I didn't know that's what I'm trying to get
I
a clarification.
I think that's the question, is who was your who was your Super Bowl MVP outside of Nick Foles?
Gotcha. Corey Clement's a good answer. Alshon stepped up.
Corey Clement was our only receiver to get 100 yards.
And Brandon Graham made the play. I'll roll with Corey Clement. Let me ask this question to both
of
you guys.
He was ferocious.
It was phenomenal.
When he got the ball in his hands, no one was going to bring him down. And the routes, the catches,
that was
an incredible performance by a running back.
He might be the best third running back I've ever seen in the NFL. And he's probably the best rookie, free agent rookie pickup, that at least that I can ever remember in Eagles history. I don't ever remember anyone making contributions like that. Let me ask you two guys a question. Outside of the quarterback position, who is your favorite Eagle? Not in the game. Who is your favorite Eagle?
You're talking just for the season
yeah.
overall?
Who's your favorite Eagle?
How can you have a favorite on a team like this?
I mean, they're all great, but I'm Brandon Graham. I mean, for me,
I think mine would be
Brandon
Graham.
Yeah. For everything he went through. And also, look, like we've talked about, like we get the amazing opportunity to get to know some of these guys sometimes along the way. I worked for the Eagles. Brandon Graham is among the nicest human beings I've come into contact with. That's, he remembered who I was when I didn't work. He's just a great person, and he fought through so much to get to where he is. He's a true Eagle.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's a great answer. Just based on the exposure I've had to him, I'm always amazed at how positive that guy is. But, man, I really do feel like this is the most teamy team there's ever been.
I agree.
You know, it's real easy to pick a favorite if you're talking about the Patriots. You know, it's going to be Brady or Gronk.
Yep.
Maybe even Bill Belichick. They've got sort of a small group of guys who make plays. You know, hey, maybe it's Danny Amendola this year. Probably Julian Edelman other years. But this is a team. I mean, we're talking an entire offensive line and a couple backups on the offensive line. The entire defensive line, that's seven deep rotation. Linebackers that rose above expectations. Yeah. A secondary that cleared that hurdle of expectations early and often, starting at the beginning of the season. It's an unbelievable group.
Yeah, the Malcolm Jenkins line in the locker room after that. I've been in the league nine years.
Safeties are amazing.
I ain't never seen anything like this. I ain't never been a part of anything like that. Or he said, I ain't never been a part of anything like this. I ain't never seen anything like this. 9 years of the league. Amazing. All right, final question. You know what? This is really fun to think about because there's all that extra stuff that comes with winning the Super Bowl. One of them being you get to start the season out on the national stage. Guys, Jeff Filinuk asks, who would you like to see open the season Thursday, September 6th? His vote is for the Giants, Minnesota, or Dallas is who he guesses. What would you like to see the Super Bowl champion Eagles start their title reign?
All right, well, let me ask two questions. So they do play the Vikings, right? And do we know if they play the Patriots, or what division they play in the AFC? I don't know the answer to that.
I think it might be the AFC East, actually. Let me check real quick.
Well, it would be whoever they played in 2014. So that was when Nick Foles got hurt in Houston. So that would be the South.
Oh, you're right. It is the South. Yeah. You're definitely right.
Right. So nothing compelling there. So
there's part of me that says I want to see a great team that was near the Super Bowl, but then there's a part of me that says, man, it'd be cool to play the Browns.
No, but they're not going to do that.
A preseason game under their belt.
Vikings. I want to see the Vikings.
I was thinking Vikings. The Dallas Cowboys have to come into our house when we raise our banner. I want the Dallas Cowboys on the other side of the field watching it.
That's
happen.
Pretty good.
I don't think it's going to be the Cowboys. I think it's got to be, you know, the Falcons, the Vikings. I'll go one of those two.
Yeah, they're all good answers. All right, there it is.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.